Why learn the basics of PR? This is episode 1 of 3 on the subject. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 152. Yes, it's the 152nd episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Welcome, my friends. So you are wondering why you should be learning the basics of public relations. So we will explore this theme and I'll give you tons of reasons why you should be learning the basic of PR. And why? The first reason is it will give you an edge over your competitors. This is a big one, really. And it's much, much simpler than you think. That's another good reason. And that's what I teach at the Nata PR School, how to integrate the fundamentals and the basics of public relations into your marketing plan in, listen to this, less than 2 hours per week. Yes, I promise. It's easy, simple. You would be very surprised. And myself, I used to believe that this profession, being a public relation expert, was reserved for those who had studied PR for many years, went to university. But really, between you and me, PR is a bit like accounting. I'll explain you why. Maybe it's you just started a company. Huh? Maybe you're at the beginning. So when you start your own business, at the beginning, sometimes you don't have all the resources, the budget to afford the service of an accountant. So what happens? You create your own invoices, you handle your taxes, you do your tax report yourself. I know, I've been there. And yes, PR is very similar to that, in a sense that you can really integrate some simple PR actions that will bring you visibility and credibility. And one day, of course, when your business will grow, you can recruit and hire an accountant, first of all, and maybe a PR expert or a PR agency, for sure. But you'll have a huge advantage. It's an advantage that I have too. And you will understand and have this huge respect for these professions. And that will give you a huge advantage because then you will understand what they do and you can be more precise on what you require from them. And there's nothing, I'm from that school, you know, from doing specific tasks yourself, even before you decide to hire someone to do it for you. So you can really understand at another level, really what you are requesting or what you're asking others to do. So this will really help you when you decide to entrust third party to do something. And for my part, for those who have listened to previous podcasts, you know that first of all, before being a PR expert, I'm a marketing specialist. And so when I held different positions as a marketing director for few companies before founding Nata PR. I was a marketer for 10 years before founding the agency. Well, sometimes just like you, I didn't have the budget to hire staff or retain the services of a PR agency, no. So instead of completely setting PR aside, saying, well, I don't have the budget for it, that's all. I was wondering, I'm this kind of mind where I'm asking myself questions all the time. I'm a thinker. So I wondered, you know, what could I do that would be like minimal? What would be the minimal amount of time that I would need and that I'm ready to put into PR? And what could I do that would generate like maximum results? Like what in the minimum of time would generate the maximum results? And really, it was less than 2 hours per week. I fit PR actions into my, of course, crazy busy schedule of the time. So you can do it too. I promise. I've seen so many of my students doing it. So applying the basics of PR really allowed me to generate sometimes TV interview, radio, newspaper interviews, and mentions in magazines and on websites. I was so surprised. Of course, I didn't have like hundreds of mentions and articles per month, but I had some very interesting ones. So I was not at zero, and I could have an impact for the companies I was working with at the time. And then, you know, I had some good reasons to tell them, hey, look at what I did on my own. So imagine if we would hire someone doing it full time, what we could get. And I kind of realized back then that PR is very similar to business development. You know, those famous cold calls or contacts that maybe you do like me, linked via LinkedIn, huh? You find people, you send them a message. And or maybe you still do it on the phone if it's part of your industry, if you still call people. I think we should all still be on the phone once in a while. It might sound really crazy for some of you out there. And we have phones at the agency, and I teach my staff how to talk on the phone. Yes. Sounds crazy, but it's the truth. So, yes, PR is simple, and learning the basics of PR means what? Simply integrating simple gesture in less than 2 hours per week. And two gestures you could do even start today is find the right contacts, journalists or influencers in your industry. Start with one, two, or three. You know, you don't need a list of 1,000 contacts, no. Find two or three right people. Identify why they would talk about you. This is also part of the model. And these are two very easy steps, right? Simple. Two straightforward steps that are part of the foundation of PR. Really, it's simple. You have no idea. It's just that, you know, if you do it to the level of an agency, of course, have more people, more hands, as I say all the time, so we can reach out to more people. But you would be very surprised what you could do on your own. And already many of my students are benefiting from the PR learning experience with us. So why don't you get on our list if you're not? And we will be launching a course soon in a few weeks. And I hope you'll be joining me because I have so much to teach you and I can really help you. This is what one of our students says, and I love what she says. Her name is Jenny Lynn, and Turcotte. She has a French name, but she founded... If you're looking for someone that's really good in hypnosis, it's called hypnocoach.ca. Jeanne Turcotte, she is amazing. So, and this is what she said. She did our training. So the Not the PR School experience is truly unique. It's like entering the secret world of PR gods and acquiring the tools and tricks of the trade without having to study for years. So you see, this is what I'm teaching you. How to get the ball rolling fast, quickly, in less than 2 hours a week. Sometimes, you know, if you're fast and you know you have the contact, it can be even less than 2 hours, I promise. So get on our list, my friends. And so if you want to continue the discussion, of course, you know where to find me, nada@nadapr.com. And hopefully you'll be joining me for our next cohort soon. So be on the look and we'll be announcing it soon. And I hope you've enjoyed this little PR break. And of course, that you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to nadapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.